The radar uses a technique called autocorrelation to calculate spectrum width. What exactly is being correlated anyway? Well, the technique compares the series of phase shifts from one pulse to the next. If the pulse pair phase shift data for a particular range band have a lot of variation, spectrum width will be high. If little variation exists in these data, spectrum width will be low. It turns out the returned radar weather signal can be approximated by a Gaussian curve called the Doppler power spectrum. The Doppler power spectrum represents the base data analysis process in a visual manner.